The Klein Dowie property got its name from the well-known Salt Lake auto dealer who owned it and who died last year. County Manager Tom Fisher said it's currently held by his family as the Rasmussen Road LLC. The purchase option, signed by Fisher on Wednesday, has a total price of $3.7 million or $125,000 an acre. We asked Fisher where the money will come from. He said it might not necessarily be funded all by the county, but right now the council is providing $100,000 for the purchase option.
And the council has several different pots of money they could take that $100,000 from. One of which being that the council contingency that they could use for that. But so for the overall purchase price, since we won't close on this property until the following year, of course that'll be a new budget year, and it's still not determined whether the county needs to come up with that full amount, or we would have partners in with that project. But right now, if push came to shove and the county was still going to move forward with that purchase, we do have enough contingency or fund balance within the municipal services fund that we could cover a purchase of that size.
The county's press release says the county council is being asked through public input and the 2015 citizen survey to promptly find some solutions for traffic congestion and affordable housing. Fisher said the county and city have been studying transportation problems. Meanwhile, the county's economic development director has been studying the factors that play into transit and affordable housing.
Jeff Jones has been very helpful at identifying the disparity between the number of homes that are being built in a year in the Summit County, Snyderville Basin area and the number of jobs that are being grown. And the job growth is far outpacing our housing growth, and that's coupled with the affordability issue. You couple traffic with a workforce that is largely coming from the Salt Lake area, and that is just compounding that traffic problem every day even more. The problems associated with that are what the council is really trying to get at by controlling a piece of property like this for a period of time and trying to figure out with community partners what we can do on that property that would take a bite out of some of those problems. Not going to solve all those problems, but certainly try and take a bite out of them.
He said the partners will include the public, resort businesses that hire service workers, nonprofits that work on affordable housing, Park City, and the Park City School District. Fisher said one of the options to help transit could be some kind of park and ride lot.
So we've got a task force or an advisory committee that's working on issues related to remote parking. Several of our transportation studies have talked about that as being a possibility. If we can capture some commuter traffic before it hits that Kimball Junction 224 area and get those that workforce into the community in larger vehicles, so it decreases congestion. Certainly, that could be part of the solution set. I don't exactly know what that looks like at this point, but we've got a lot of people that have suggested that type of solution, so I'm sure it'll be part of the mix of things that are examined as part of a project.
Fisher said, before they decide on a project, they need to factor in the transit elements, including what improvements are happening at the Jeremy I-80 interchange.
We can't make something like this work without a very large transit component, and that's both public and private transit. So we've got some work to do there. We've got some work to do in figuring out how we're going to put those improvements that we've planned at the Jeremy Ranch interchange and on the frontage roads associated with that interchange. We need to get those in place before any kind of development project happened on a property like this. Otherwise, we're going to have big negative consequences.
As for affordable housing, he said it's difficult to pin down at this point what they want to do, since affordable housing advocates and employers often give them different answers, but the type of project will be impacted by transit.
How can we affect their behavior in how they commute? So if there's a way to put in place controls in relation to how people use the property. If they're required to commute in something other than a single occupancy vehicle into the Snyderville Basin and into Park City, that's certainly preferable than just providing a place to live where somebody is still going to be driving a car.
County Manager Tom Fisher, who said they have until January of next year to exercise their option on the property. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.